The Directional Policy Matrix, the DPM, is a tool for guiding strategic policy. A company with a number of business units may want to know which deserves investment and which should be divested. Product managers may have a portfolio of products with different levels of performance and opportunities. Which of these products will be strongest in the future? And are there any that should be dropped? The Boston Matrix is a useful tool for this analysis, and the DPM, Directional Policy Matrix, is a variation of it. Marketers find the Directional Policy Matrix an essential business model for guiding their segmentation strategy. Not all customers are the same, but some do have similarities. The way that customers are classified according to their differences and similarities is segmentation. A segment is a group of customers with common characteristics that are relevant to the product or service they're buying. Segmentation is at the heart of any marketing strategy, as it enables a company to more successfully meet the needs of its customers and so satisfy them. Also, it's of great benefit to the company supplying the products and services, as it's able to group customers together to meet their needs rather than treat them as individuals. As a result, the supplier benefits from greater efficiencies as well as gaining a competitive advantage by supplying groups of customers in a way that could give it a competitive advantage. There are different ways in which customers can be segmented, and common themes are as follows. First of all, physical characteristics such as demographics, gender, age, geographical domicile, social class, income group, family size, etc. And in business-to-business markets, firmographics. This is the size of the company, the number of employees and revenue, the industry classification of the company, the age of the company, its geographical location, etc. In addition to physical characteristics, segmentation could be by behavioral characteristics. A customer or a potential customer may be one of the behaviors. Which of it is it? Or indeed, is it a lapsed customer or a returning customer? There could be behavioral characteristics in terms of buying patterns, such as the frequency of purchase, the amount purchased, whether bundles of products are purchased, and so on. And then there's usage behavior, the amount of product that's consumed, how it's consumed, where it's consumed. And then the supplier behavior, like do they go for single sourcing or dual sourcing? Do they have loyalty to a supplier? Do they regular switch suppliers? And there's decision-making behavior. How many people are in the decision-making units? What's the status of these people? Who are the key decision makers? Who are the influencers? And then there's the needs by which we can segment, such as the key requirements in terms of the offer. Are people looking for mainly for quality or durability or ease of use or availability? Are they looking for price or technical service? And people have emotional needs which could be used for segmentation, such as status or reassurance or excitement or safety. And finally, you could segment in terms of psychographics. What's the lifestyle, the values, the opinions, the attitudes and interests of the consumers? The aim of a successful segmentation is to discover groups of customers with common characteristics that are likely to be the most profitable or that have the highest growth potential. And the Directional Policy Matrix is a tool to determine how to invest in these different opportunities. It's very often used to show the strategic attractiveness of different segments, but it could be used also for directing policy on brands, business units, new product opportunities, indeed almost any group of options that a business might consider. It's based on two factors: the position of the segment in terms of its prospects for profitability, and the position of the segment in terms of its competitive position. So the first thing to think about is the attractiveness of the market. The prospective profitability for a segment or a business unit or product is a major consideration when considering any future investment. Quite clearly, a low profit opportunity would suggest no investment. There may well be some uncertainty about this prediction. If a competitor withdraws from the market, it could change the situation. New or pending legislation that favours a segment or a product could put a different light on things, and these factors have to be built into the assessment. Other factors to bear in mind when assessing the attractiveness of the market will be the growth prospects for the segment, the number of competitors within the industry, and the strengths and weaknesses of those competitors. Once we've looked at the attractiveness of the market, we must turn to our competitive capability. The competitive capability examines our company relative to other suppliers in that segment. Competitiveness will be determined by the strength of the customer value proposition within the segment relative to competitors, the strength of the brand, and the loyalty of customers could also be taken into consideration, as could its manufacturing units, their age, the productivity, patent ownership, ability to innovate. The directional policy matrix is a prioritization tool. The two dimensions of industry attractiveness and business strength help managers focus on the key issues, and it points to a strategic direction, and therefore it is action orientated, hopefully leading to a more profitable company. So here are some things to think about in terms of directional policy matrix. Use it to focus your strategy. The biggest opportunity is usually associated with improving your competitive strengths, and this requires you to know your strengths and weaknesses, and you may need to use a SWOT in conjunction with the directional policy matrix.